David Crockett, The Lion of the West, by Michael Wallace. Narrated by John Pruden. Copyright 2011 by Michael Wallace. This audiobook is published by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Personal Introduction. It's hard for anyone born, say, after 1958, to recall the Davy Crockett frenzy that swept America in the 1950s. So profound was the cultural inundation that no baby boomer can fail to recall this charismatic American hero's name. Such recognition, to my way of thinking, is a good thing. But the veritable flood of misinformation about Crockett's life that resulted, which I became aware of only later in life, and which in part has motivated me to write this book, created a mythology that continues to this day. My first exposure to this inimitable American icon came, and I can vividly recall the date, on the frosty night of December 15, 1954, in my hometown of St. Louis. The ABC television network had just aired Davy Crockett, Indian Fighter, the first of three episodes produced by Walt Disney for his studio's then-new series, which had premiered 2 months earlier. Called simply Disneyland during its first 4 years, this anthology series, under a variety of other names, including most commonly The Wonderful World of Disney, was to become one of the longest-running primetime programs on American television. I was just 9 years old that December evening, but I could have predicted the show's success. I was hooked moments after hearing the theme music, When You Wish Upon a Star.